are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, we love blueprints and bullet points, right? But what happens when God detours the plan? The desire for control can clash with God's design to refine us. In a culture that sees delay as dysfunction, long-suffering teaches us that sometimes the blessing is actually in the detour. I don't know if you've experienced that, but let's have a conversation about it. We're joined on the line by Elder Nanette Rogers, who's going to be speaking to us about this very subject. My Elder, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. Hope you're doing well.
Doing all right. Thank you so much, Elder, for joining us once again. Now, we're talking about, you know, when God sends us on a different path than we had initially intended, than we initially thought. How do you usually react when your plans are disrupted?
It's discouraging when you speak from the human standing point. Mm-hmm. Like you see, when you train your mind that at such a given time, you will find yourself somewhere, and then you realize your plan has been redirected, maybe has been blocked, and it is not moving as you intended. So it brings that discouragement, humanly speaking. Mm. But when you read God's word and cover maybe some case studies from the word, you realize that God is a detour. Is a blessing in disguise. Mm. Because a detour is more of a roadblock. These are sudden changes in direction or our plans that we did not maybe intend from the beginning.
Right.
So as much as it is encouraging, it's something that we should celebrate. Can I give some good reasons I've found from the Bible?
Yeah, sure.
On this detour.
Okay.
There are six reasons, maybe, for today I could mention them, mm-hmm. that the tours, disruptions in our paths, we can see as a positive one. God can decide to kind of stop our movement, mm-hmm. because of maybe the road ahead of us is unsafe. Mm. And if the road is unsafe, of course, in God's wisdom, He is saving us, He can stop us, mm-hmm. from a continuous movement. If the road ahead of us is unsafe, we have found people maybe whose flights have been canceled, we found people whose tickets have been delayed. Yes. And they realize that at the end of the day, that time during the flight, maybe which was supposed to take that flight, something happened. Maybe if it's a road, somebody can miss a bus, and then he catches maybe the second or third bus, mm. only to realize that the bus which he was to travel in was involved in an accident. So that's one of the things you can say that God. God did it intentionally. Mm. So the road ahead is unsafe, and because of God's wisdom, that cannot happen. That's one of the reasons. Mm. Another one, reason number two, God can slow us down, maybe for us to look around and enjoy the scenery.
Okay.
Perhaps to look around and enjoy the scenery where we are. Mm-hmm. And I can give an example of Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. There is a time Jesus was moving to Jerusalem, to Galilee, from Jerusalem to Galilee. And then the Bible says he had to go through Samaria. Mm-hmm. You understand, when he went through Samaria, he met with that Samaritan woman. And we find this Samaritan woman becoming so instrumental in the gospel. Mm-hmm. So Jesus had to go through Samaria because of that reason, to look around and maybe do something,
yeah.
Which was according to God's divine plan. Number three, of this, maybe the reason as to why God allows the detours to come our way, It is to slow us down and wait for God's timing. You know, at times we are in conflict with God's timing. Yes. Our timing and God's timing at times are in conflict.
Yeah, that's true.
You realize, like God is delaying you. God is delaying you in your movement, and because of that, you want to move. You want to move as God as your plan is. Maybe if I can give an example of Paul. Remember, there is a time Paul was converted. That Damascus, the encounter on the Damascus road. Mm-hmm. He was late alone. When you read the book of Acts going forward, you will realize that he was there is somewhere he went, and in a way he did 3 years in the Arabian desert. Just because God wanted to train him something. Mm. And later on, when you read, you realize it took 14 years. There is a time he was sent to Tarsus for 14 years. So that alone will confirm something. When you read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 says, wait upon God, and he will strengthen you. Those who wait upon God will get new strengths. So God has a reason to slow us down to wait upon his timing. So when we realize, when we feel like we are delayed, that's God's wisdom to strengthen us. And that's a reason maybe we should not so much be in a hurry, because we realize that maybe our timing and God's timing is in conflict. Point number four, at times we may experience these detours because we are headed, we are not headed in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah, we are not headed in the right direction. So because God...
Hello, Elder, are you still there?
He can redirect us. Mm-hmm. And in the wisdom of redirecting us, he takes us to the right direction. We have this man of God from the book of Jonah himself.
Okay.
You see, Jonah headed elsewhere when he was meant to go to Nineveh. So God had to detour him in the stomach of a fish, in the fish's stomach for 3 days. And in that period, he redirected him to where he was supposed to go. So Jonah could complain maybe how God could keep him in that stomach's belly for 3 days, but there was a reason that he was bringing him into his senses for him to redirect him. Number five, at times God brings us these roadblocks for us to learn something. It's more of a school to learn how to trust and obey. There is a time Israelites were moving from Egypt to Canaan, and God was leading them with a pillar of fire and that cloud. You know, there are some days the cloud could stand for a day, for a week, for a month, and God could not explain to them maybe as to why that cloud could behave like that. Mm-hmm. The greatest lesson God was teaching them is to trust in him.
Amen.
That those Israelites were to trust in God. And at the end of the day, you realize that Israelites developed that trust, that thought of trust on God. Those who moved to Egypt, those who moved to Canaan, they trusted because God could stay them somewhere. And lastly, at times, these delays are brought because of our sins. You know, the case of Israelites, they were stayed in the wilderness for 40 years, because of our sins. So at times God stays somewhere for us to see our sins and repent, to move clean people to his destination. Mm-hmm. That's what I could say about the detours briefly, mm-hmm. that we should replace them, because at times we are in hurry in this life, mm-hmm. and God puts a roadblock to stay us.
Yeah.
Because I have seen people who give testimonies that I delayed, and this delayance saved my life.
Mm, we've heard those testimonies for sure. And what role would you say that long-suffering plays in trusting God through life's detours? Or I could actually ask this the other way around. What role does trusting in God play in developing that spirit of long-suffering?
You see, as we said initially, as I was beginning, I said God's timing is in a conflict always with our timing.
Yes.
And if we are not patient enough, like we've not received that patience as a virtue, then at times we may not see the essence of that thing. Mm-hmm. So long suffering is a frame of mind which we gain out of endurance. So this long suffering will put us in a perspective to wait upon God. Mm-hmm. Because if you are not long suffering, like if you are not patient, you cannot wait mm-hmm. upon God's timing. Like if it was a vehicle which was supposed to take you, you've missed it, you will start forcing your way. Yeah. You start forcing your way into it. And if you did that, then you are going against the God's calendar. So long suffering as a virtue trains us to trust and obey. Like you've done something, you've started something that has not worked according mm-hmm. to your timing. Mm-hmm. And then the Spirit speaks to you. You know, there is a way the Spirit speaks to us. There is a way the Holy Spirit convicts us. The Spirit convicts you that this was not the right time you were supposed to do this thing. So kindly wait. Mm-hmm. And if you hear that small voice, the soft voice speaking in you, and you have that long suffering attitude in you, then you will wait upon God and they will achieve.
Yeah.
Because God wants to achieve something in us, he will achieve something and he will have created a fruit in you.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that our timing and God's timing is not always the same, in fact, is often not the same. How does our desire for quick results and that, you know, how we always try and make a plan B, if things are not going the way that I want, instead of just trusting in God, I want to do it my own way. How does that desire conflict with God's refining process?
We need to have the attitude of God. There is somewhere in the Bible, the book of Philippians, where the Bible says, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. You know, the mind of Christ, remember, there is a time he was praying by the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he said, there is a statement he made, that God kindly remove this cup mm-hmm. from me, the cup of suffering. Nevertheless, let thy will be done.
Amen.
So at times, because of our desires, you know, there is a way we desire things to happen,
yeah.
But we are trained that we should create a provision for God's will to be done. Like if we have that provision, that if my will is not in alignment with God's will, mm-hmm. then God's will should take precedence. We should not struggle with God. So we should have that provision at the end of it all, that even if this is my desire, this is how my body feels like, this is how my mind feels like, this is how my spirit needs things to be, but let God's will be done. So if we subject ourselves to God's will, and God trains us to learn and know about his will, then our desires will not take precedence. Like we must not be slaves to our desires. We be slaves to God's will. It is not something easy. It is a difficult thing. It is not very easy, but it's a learning process. If we can train our minds, we train our spirit, we train our soul, we train our bodies to subject itself to God's will, then we will not be in conflict with God's timing.
Beautiful, beautiful. And yeah, it's not easy, unfortunately, because we have our own.
Yeah, it's not easy.
And as we close, my elder, what can we learn from biblical characters who embraced divine detours? Maybe you can give us a few of those examples.
The biblical examples of those people who embraced the divine detours, we need to learn something from them. We have a lot to learn from them, but what stands out is patience and that long suffering. I've mentioned the children of Israel, how they remained in the wilderness for 40 years mm-hmm. because of sin and God's divine calendar. I've mentioned Paul, how he spent 3 years in the Arabian desert because God shaped him. You know, Paul was a fiery preacher mm-hmm. and he was preaching towards the wrong direction. But when he met God, by the road of Damascus to Damascus, God led him to the wilderness, and in the wilderness for 3 years, he shaped him to have that patience and at least to wait upon God's word. So from Paul, we can learn to wait. There is another character, biblical character by the name Moses, who was fiery. When he was 40 years, he was fiery. And because God had planned to use him, in a way, he felt that he was ready by 40 years to be used by God. And at these 40 years, you know, there's a time he killed an Egyptian in the name of saving an Israelite.
Yeah.
And that is how he found himself a savior of Israel as a nation. But God's plan was different. He sent him to the desert for 40 more years to train him how to handle the Israel as a community. And Moses endured. He endured 40 years in the wilderness, and then God is now using him when he is 8 years with that experience of leading the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how he became a good leader who could lead the Israelite community, because at the end of the day, God is giving a testimony that this is the meekest. He was meek because he was taken into a detour of 40 years in the wilderness. So we can learn from these people that God can take us to this school. We need to be patient for God to shape us, for us to take the similitude of Christ.
Beautiful. I think we can leave it there for today. Thank you so much for coming through once again, my elder, and for shedding more light on the subject of long-suffering in our instant gratification cultures, focusing specifically on the work that God is actually doing in us when we have those detours, when our plans don't go accordingly, when things happen that we had not planned for, we didn't expect, the reminder that for God, it's not a mistake. For God, it's not, it doesn't take him by surprise. He knew exactly what was going to happen, when it was going to happen. So thank you so much for that. God bless you, and we'll connect again tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.